96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. This is the Insight Segment. You've heard it from your parents, or you're telling your children now. Get a college education. You can earn more money and, of course, increase the chances of a better standard of living. But today, paying for a college education has buried millions in deep financial debt. It's being called the new financial crisis. How did we get here? How do we get out? Where did all of this come from? Well, joining me to talk about this is Mara Dundon from the Center for Responsible Lending. If you have a story, if you want to talk about college debt, perhaps how you got out of it, or the fact that you're in it, or your concerns about it, please give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Maura, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so you said you wanted to talk about the good news first. There's got to be some good news. There's got to be a silver lining, because right now a lot of folks are just seeing red when it comes to figuring out how to pay for college and the long-term effects of college debt.
Well, the good news is that going to college and graduating from college usually still pays off. So investing in college and borrowing for it pays off for the majority of people. Over your lifetime, on average, a man who graduates from college will earn an extra $380,000, a woman a little bit less, but there's still a considerable bump in income. So that's the good news. The bad news is that college is getting more and more expensive, and the cost is shifting from colleges to students and their families in the form of student loan debt. So now we have a total of $1.2 trillion in student loan debt among 40 million Americans.
Why would this be considered the new financial crisis? Often when people think about that term financial crisis, we think about the mortgage crisis. We think about the crisis on Wall Street. Some would even go all the way back to the dot-com bubble and what happened to the American economy when it bursts. Is this the same kind of situation?
It's different because, in my opinion, it's not a bubble that's going to burst the same way the real estate market burst and the internet stocks burst in 2001. But what it's more akin to the general decline of the middle class in this country. So it's kind of a very a slower, more painful throttling effect on the wealth of American families, and in particular, low-income families and families of color. So it is a crisis, but it's a slow-moving crisis. So it's more of like a humpback whale than an orca type crisis.
I want to talk a little bit more about that middle class comment that you made, too, because I really find all of that interesting. But already we have folks on the line, and I want to make sure that we take as many calls as we can. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Connie, calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Connie. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you today?
Doing just fine.
I was calling because I understand what your guest is speaking about, because it has taken me a very long time to finish college, all because I don't want to engage in student loans, so therefore I have been paying for college on my own. But in respect to that, I also have to say that it's also put a little damper to my retirement. But finally, I will finish college, but with no college debt.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what are you going to do with your degree? Because I think that's a question. You're finishing college. Why? Is this just a personal achievement, or do you hope to make more money as a result of the degree you're pursuing?
It is both, actually. For me, it's a personal achievement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, And so, and also to gain an additional, you know, to growth and income as well.
I see. Okay. Well, good for you. I appreciate that, Connie, and good luck to you. And I think she makes a really fantastic point, is that when she finishes, she will finish with no debt, which is very critical to this conversation. 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. Greg, calling from Brandywine. Greg, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my situation, you know, of course, it's a little bit different. I'm taking on my youngest son's debt, you know, for college, and I think that the process that I'm going through right now is, you know, is really tough because I'm on a fixed income, and they got these, they got these things that set up where, you know, you can pay, but the fees are more than what your payment is, and it mounts up and increases.
Hold on for a minute there, Greg. Do you know what he's talking about, Maura?
Well, Greg, do you have private student loan debts from a bank, or are they federal loans?
They have federal loans.
Federal loans, yeah. So it sounds like you maybe have parent plus loans for your son. Is that right?
Thing is that I didn't realize that that's what he signed up for, and about time that I realized that's what was going on. You know, I mean, it was already like maybe 3 years after he had graduated.
And
it was one of those things where it kind of fell back on me.
Well, he did graduate. That's the good news.
Yeah.
That's great news. You know, you can look in. It's a real dilemma. Parents want the best for their children, and that includes going to college and helping them pay for college. But the parent plus loans are going to be with you for a long time because you're not. It's very difficult to discharge them in bankruptcy. There are sometimes some options for consolidating them and maybe getting a little bit of relief. To find out more about that, you could visit the Department of Education website, which is studentloans.gov, and you could also visit the website of the National Consumer Law Center.
And by the way, we are, Greg, thank you so much for your phone call, and good luck to you. We are going to be posting on WHUR.com all of the resources that are mentioned during the course of this program tonight. So make sure that you go to WHUR.com tonight after 8 o'clock. As always, we will be posting those resources. I need to take a break, but when we come back, I want to talk also not only about the middle class issue and how this also affects people of color, but I also want to talk about the different kinds of loans and how students, parents get themselves in financial difficulty. Lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about the new financial crisis, paying for college education. We'll be back in a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about the new financial crisis, paying for college education. My guest is Maura Dundon from the Center for Responsible Lending. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Lucy, calling from Ellicott City. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Yes, I mean, thank you so much for answering my call.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually relate to the school loan right now because myself, I have about $113,000 school loan that I kept going back to school because, you know, the higher degree, the better. I have 2 masters and I'm just paying. Now I have all my loan consolidated. However, making the minimum payment, trying to catch up on these payments are not easy. What I will tell students right now that are going to school who think it's easy to just get loan and spend on having fun, to be careful because, like the young lady was saying, the guests were saying, you cannot get these relief on bankruptcy. So you're going to have to pay for them for the rest of your life if you have to. So they have to be very careful in getting the loan and just spend it on having fun because you have to repay for those.
Real quick, Lucy, where did you go to school and what were you studying?
Oh, my God. I went to school in Florida. I have a two bachelor's degrees, one in criminal justice and one in public management. Then I have a master's in forensic accounting, and also have an MBA.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, good luck to you, and thank you so much for your phone call. George, calling from Northwest Washington, what's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I thought it was interesting that part of, I think, this problem is that not only do you have a lot of debt, but having these student loans also, of course, affects your credit score. And, of course, your credit score is very important in doing many other things. I have my significant other is a teacher. She has finished her undergrad, finished her master's, and she's currently working. However, she still has about $200,000 in debt. And other than that, much of her credit is very good. She does not have lots of debts and unpaid credit cards. And really, when things like trying to get a loan or trying to get a car loan come up, it's just the credit score is affected mostly, almost all, by those student loans. And it seems, I was wondering if there's any way that you can alleviate it, because I think even very often when people pull up your score, they can see where the loans are coming, where the debt's coming from. They can see that, well, it's mostly just student loans. It seems like, you know, it seemed to be a little fair if you could, like, alleviate some of it if it's more just student loans than, let's say, you know, defaulting on credit cards or something.
Hmm. So that is something that we're looking into, how student loan debt in particular affects your ability to qualify for a mortgage. And in particular, I don't know about your significant other, but if she's enrolled in an income-based repayment plan, which she should be, it sounds like, or public service loan forgiveness if she's going to be a teacher, then what we think is that the credit score should be determined only by what she has to pay every month and not the entire balance, because she's never going to pay the entire balance.
What is your website, quickly, before I go to a break?
ResponsibleLending.org.
ResponsibleLending.org. We're going to take another break, but please stay on the line. Steve, Bailey, Paula will be talking to you after the break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM.